On the 4th of July, I met an English woman who was celebrating the 4th of July inside the United States. And she reviews aggressively American products, but doesn't drink bourbon. So I thought I'd give her some American whiskey that's jet fuel and see how she reacts. So if you want to see how it goes, then stick around. Get started. We do have to thank all of our Patreon supporters. Without Patreon support, we would not be able to produce this content for all of you free viewers out there that are watching this online. And everyone's names that are on the screen right now are contributing at the top three levels. So let's get this thing started. First off, let me introduce my guest, Christina.
Hi, Randy.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you here.
I'm really happy to be here.
Okay, well, let's tell a little bit of the backstory. So first off, I've seen a handful of viral videos of English people trying American products.
How many of them were women?
I don't know. I've said it's usually when I'm scrolling on iFunny. So okay. I've seen a number of them. And then it was 4th of July, and I went out on my back patio, and I could see my neighbor's pergola, okay? And they had red, white, and balloons set up. They had American flag balloons set up. And I know that Gavin is from England. And so I was like, what in the hell is going on over at my English buddy's house? And fully embraced the 4th of July tradition. I stood up on my table, I looked over the fence, I said, guys, what are you doing? And he was like, we got a bunch of British people over here, we're having some fun. And I was like, all right, I'm coming over. So I come over, I walk in. This is gonna come as a shock to many of you, but my name in England means horny. So I walk up
Perfect. To
Christina and I'm like, hi, my name's Randy.
And I said, of course it is.
So right away, I knew I was dealing with a spitfire, and I found out that you have a podcast.
Yeah, well, I have a YouTube channel called Christina's Taste of America, where I taste American food or drinks for the first time on camera. So it's never a lie. Whether it's good or bad, I'm going to tell the truth.
Okay. And what's the name of your podcast so people can find it?
It is Christina's Taste of America on YouTube.
On YouTube. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I find out she has this podcast. And what is your relationship with bourbon? Are you a big bourbon drinker?
Well, I was a barmaid, but bourbon and whiskeys I tend to stay away from, because to be honest with you, I don't really know a lot about them, and a lot of the time what I've tasted is just like fire down your throat.
Gotcha. Okay. And but your husband, he likes some whiskey.
My husband loves whiskey, so it's my go-to gift for him whenever it's birthdays or anniversary.
Okay, so you're familiar with some of the brands, yeah. But you're not familiar with all of the tastes.
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I had this idea that we would align what I've seen in viral videos and what your YouTube mm-hmm. channel is.
Yep.
And I'm just going to give you some whiskeys and see what your reaction is.
Okay. Let's do this.
So first off, backstory. This whiskey is called Angel's Envy.
Okay.
And this is of the rye varietal. Okay. So they make a bourbon, they make a rye. And the backstory is this gentleman used to work for Brown-Forman Corporation that owns Jack Daniel's, Woodford wow. Reserve, Old Forester. And after he retired, he had this idea that he wanted to start his own company, that they make the whiskey legally the way that you have to make it in the United States. And then he would put it and use barrels the way they do in Scotland.
Okay.
Which was not the normal process in the U.S. And so his rye whiskey barrels he puts in rum casks, Caribbean rum casks.
Oh, okay.
And I'm giving you this one because this is my wife's favorite whiskey.
Right.
Okay. Have you ever had a snickerdoodle cookie? It's a sugar cookie
yes.
with cinnamon
yes.
on it.
Yeah, I know those.
That's what this tastes like. Sometimes they have a little bit of a banana flavor, and it's like more of a like banana flambé, you know?
Okay.
And so...
So it's a dessert in a glass.
It's literally Thanksgiving in a glass,
okay.
Christmas in a glass. Yeah, so when I meet a woman who says, my husband likes whiskey, but I don't like whiskey,
okay.
I give her this one.
Okay.
And if she tastes it and she's like, ooh, gross, I'm like, we're done. I cannot help you. So okay. This is the acid test to see how bad the rest of these are going to be to you, basically.
Okay.
So smell it up. What do you smell?
This is good.
Okay. All right.
It's not overpowering. Just down a hatch.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, that's a good question. No. These are not shots.
Not shots. Okay.
These are not shots. So one thing you need to know, if you're not a whiskey drinker, alcohol is literally poison to humans. And it is very caustic and it is shocking to your system. And so what I typically recommend is that you put a very small amount on your tongue.
Okay.
And it will start to acclimate your body for this experience it's about to have. It'll make you start to salivate. It'll proof the whiskey down in your mouth.
Okay.
And that way it doesn't burn as much when you... So that's one of the problems.
So hold it, swish it?
The first time, probably not. Let's just get a little bit on your tongue.
Okay.
And then after you've salivated, swallow, and then we'll do a little bit more. If you want to swish later, you can.
Okay.
But one of the reasons why people think that they can't drink whiskey is that they always shoot it, and you're getting so many ethanol vapors into your sinus cavity, and it burns, and it's not a positive experience.
I'm used to wine, so this is completely different kind of tasting.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to do just a little, just a little drop.
Pray for me.
Mm-hmm. You let it coat the palate a little bit.
Sorry, I swallowed.
Hey,
Randy.
There's plenty of jokes to be made around here.
Okay, I'm going again.
Okay. What do you, but was that?
This is palatable. This is doable.
It's not hurt. It didn't hurt you.
No,
it's good.
No.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay. We've got a chance of converting her into being a whiskey drinker. But wait till you see where I take her next. It's going to be extreme.
I could do this.
Okay. So this one, if you poured it over ice, it's very much like a cocktail.
Okay.
It's got a lot of sweetness to it and all that stuff. And so this, very approachable, very palatable. I think this one's 100 proof. So it's...
Is that average or is that high?
Well, that's a good question. So in Scotch whiskeys, and most of the whiskeys that are going to come from British companies as a whole, because there's a few English producers, and of course there's Irish producers, most of the time their whiskeys are released at like 80 or 86 proof, and that's pretty normal. In the United States, the low end of what is normal, unless you're talking about like a super conglomerate like Jack Daniel's Black Label or Jim Beam White Label, is usually about 90 proof.
Okay,
but for the whiskey enthusiast nerds out there, really, the game doesn't get started until 100 and above.
Okay.
Right? And so 100 is kind of, like I own a brand of whiskey, the Prideful Goat. I've basically said I'll never release anything less than 100 proof. Because for the whiskey nerds that are out there, that's what they want. Okay.
Okay.
So now what we're going to do is I got you a bottle of water.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to have you throw a little water in your glass because this whiskey will definitely influence the flavor of the next thing you put into your glass. Now, we're going to go super extreme on this one. This is currently the highest proof whiskey that I have. And you had to help me read it because my eyes decided to stop working about 3 weeks ago up close. And I have not gone to pick up my new reader glasses yet. But I think we determined this is 141.7.
Oh.
Or two?
Two.
141.2 proof. Jack Daniel's Barrel Proof Hazmat Rye. Now, in the United States...
Sounds scary.
Yes. We have safety standards that are hazmat, hazardous material standards. And this is considered a hazardous material because it is above 140 proof.
Oh, geez.
Which means that it's totally cool, but you cannot take it on an airplane because it is so flammable that it's dangerous.
Awesome.
And so when you have a whiskey that's above 140 proof, all the transit has to be done on ground transportation. You're not supposed to bring a bottle or a sample onto an airplane.
Okay, I'm scared.
It's a crime.
I'm scared.
Okay.
But I'm going to do it.
You should do it. Okay. So I gave you a little bit of whiskey. All right. We're going to...
Should I even smell it?
It won't hurt you. By the way, these glasses were specifically designed by me to dissipate ethanol burn.
Okay.
So if I gave it to you in a different glass, it might be a little worse.
Oh, Lord help me. Okay.
What do you smell? Do you smell anything?
Babe, I'm smelling all the smells. Like, it's strong. I know it's strong.
It's strong.
But I'll take it. It's fine.
You take it. Okay. All right. Let's try and do this in maybe three sips.
Okay.
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 And if you have to tap out, mm-mm, it's fine.
Christina doesn't tap out.
Okay.
Ooh.
Look at you.
Oh, it's a party.
All right. Mm-hmm. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, oh, this is a great experience, I'm going to do this as often as possible, and 1 being like, oh, this is terrible, take me to the hospital.
No.
Where are we at?
We're at like a 6.
A 6?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's more on the pleasurable side than non-pleasurable.
Yeah, it's like, listen, you're not going to drink this the whole night, but if you want to get the party started,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen. Hmm. And she threatened to sue us.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip shape whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us, their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, yeah. 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would nose a really high-proof, high-quality spirit in the United States out of this glass, all I got was ethanol burn.
Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher-proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money-back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side by side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their money back if they don't prefer it nosing it to the other?
Absolutely. Okay. And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karens, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen. BourbonRealTalk.com.
Cheers.
I definitely think if you was a bit sick, just take a shot of this.
Uh-huh.
You'd be fine. You don't need to call a doctor.
It'd clear you right up.
Right up.
Yeah. And so on your channel, you taste various things. And so is there any nuance of flavor that you're noticing in here, or is this just fire for you?
It's fire. It's like buzzing around the mouth. It's going down. The chest is burning, but in a good way.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like, whoo.
So slightly more positive than negative.
Yeah.
All right. You're not doing bad.
Okay, let me finish it.
I'm pretty impressed. I'm pretty impressed so far. All right. So we're going to rinse our glasses again.
Okay.
Because we're switching whiskey categories. Also, I didn't mention this. The first two I gave you were rye whiskeys.
Mm-hmm.
Rye whiskeys have to be made from a majority of the rye grain. And rye grain has a lot of spicy flavor notes that are reminiscent of like Thanksgiving dessert flavors, like clove and nutmeg and cinnamon.
Okay.
And, you know, things like that. Sometimes I get a little bit of a piney type note from those. And so I find, this is not always the case, but I find that a lot of times women gravitate more towards rye because those baking spice notes are more familiar.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings. Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Things that they're already accustomed to.
So, are you saying that women are mainly in the kitchen, Randy?
No, I was great. Not at all saying that.
Good.
For the record, I do 100% of the cooking at our house.
Well done, Randy.
Yeah, so, and I don't eat sweets. And Lindsay used to bake, but when she did, I didn't even eat that much. All right, so, now, this is... This is my love.
Okay,
this is my favorite whiskey of all time. This is George T. Stagg.
So that's your go-to?
No, this whiskey is unobtainable. Like, it is so hard to find this whiskey. I will have maybe a half ounce pour on my birthday.
Ah, it's super special.
Super special.
Okay.
And then if I'm sharing it with somebody else, I'll have a sip with them.
I'm on it.
Okay.
But
it's also known for being a pretty high proof whiskey. Unfortunately, this is the lowest proof year that they have ever released. It's the only one that I have left. It's that hard to find.
Okay.
So this one's only 116.9 proof.
Yeah.
These whiskeys were made from a majority of rye grain. This one is what they call a rye-based bourbon. So bourbon has to be at least 50% corn, but most bourbons are 70 to 80% corn.
Okay.
And then there's a second grain that usually makes up around, 10 to 20% of the mash bill. And that's what they call a flavor grain. And most bourbons are rye as their flavor grain. So a tamped down version of this guy, right?
Okay.
Not as much baking spice, but it's in there.
Okay.
And then there's a third type of bourbon like this one where the flavor grain is wheat. And those are softer and more citrus forward. So let's check out this George T. Stagg.
Okay.
And see what you're getting on the palate.
I like the smell.
Okay.
It's softer.
Softer, that's a good descriptor.
Yeah.
So George T. Stagg is known for its balance.
Okay.
So lots of vanilla, lots of brown sugar notes from the caramelization of the wood sugars inside the barrel when they burn it. Because whiskey in the United States has to be aged in a new barrel that's never had anything else in it.
Oh.
And it has to be burned on the inside.
Right.
And when
you
do that, it creates a caramelization layer. Where you get flavors that are not only vanilla, because there's a compound called vanillin that's in the oak, but also you caramelize those sugars and you get things that taste like caramel and
so
butterscotch.
So a slightly sweeter state.
Yeah.
Taste.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't always get that with the British whiskeys, because they're using used barrels and all the vanilla got pulled out.
Yeah.
All of those wood sugars got pulled out in the first use. Okay.
It starts off soft.
Uh-huh.
And then it gradually ups.
Yeah.
To a comfortable level.
So
it's not that instant burn like there was with that one.
Well, and it might be the proof difference.
I
would love to give you 140 proof George T. Stagg and see if the balanced nature of it was enough to overcome that for you.
Mm.
But I used to use, because most often when I'm drinking whiskey, it's usually with men.
Mm.
And I used to use like analogies of women for them to understand whiskey. And I've kind of gotten away from it. But this one...
What's the analogy of a man on this one?
Let's do women first and I'll try to do man. I'll do women and then you do men back to me. So for me, this is a sophisticated, confident woman that does not need you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's made her own way in life.
Mm.
She's elegant. She's beautiful. She's confident. Sometimes men are intimidated by her. You know what I'm saying? She has, she's a force to be reckoned with.
Okay.
Right? She kicks the door in and everybody shuts up and listens.
Okay.
So how would you describe this one?
Let's see the men's analogy.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, nice guy. Really like nice that. Guy.
Nice right? guy, okay.
Like, oh, maybe he's too nice.
Oh, okay.
But then,
you find out he's got a dark side?
Oh, yeah, in the bedroom.
Oh.
And that's where it comes out. I feel like he's smooth.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then he's rough and
rugged.
He's
rough and rugged. That's okay. All right, I like
the
that.
The dark horse.
All right, we got to rinse because we're going to an even softer whiskey.
Okay.
All right, so this is arguably the most sought-after bourbon whiskey in the world.
I've got the 12 at home.
I heard about that. Yeah.
It was gifted to
you
me.
You traded services for it.
I did.
But totally legal services. Yeah. Don't let your mind go there. I know she said some things, but no. She's,
no, not like that.
No. She...
Legal.
Legal.
Yeah. Legal tender. Are
you, you're a nanny?
Yes, I am a nanny.
A nanny for newborns, though.
Newborn babies and anybody who's got troublesome kids. I'm a really, really, really good nanny, and I got a sort of an emergency phone call, and it was like, hey, I need your help. I've got to move. I need someone to look after the kids. I'll give you X amount, and this, including the Pappy 12, mm-hmm. and I was like, huh, that might be a nice little gift
for my husband. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, you got a deal.
Nice.
But ours is sealed and it's not open, so I'm really excited to actually try the 15.
I have the 12 open. I'll let you try.
Okay.
All right. So, this is Pappy 15. So, Pappy, and some people get persnickety about mm-hmm. it. It's Van Winkle.
Mm-hmm. Because
there's Old Rip Van Winkle 10-year.
Okay.
And there's Van Winkle Lot B 12-year.
Right.
And then there's Pappy Van Winkle 15, 20, and 23 years.
Okay.
And so most people refer to all of them as Pappies. There's also a Van Winkle Family Reserve Rye. And people refer to all of them as Pappies, but some whiskey nerds go, it's not Pappy if it's not, if you know.
I just know he's got like some old dude on the front of the bottle.
For sure.
You know.
Yeah. And his grandson is still around. And he is running the brand. Let's see. And then his son is involved nowadays.
Okay.
But people recognize that the Pappy 20 and 23, they're, you know, really hard to find, and they cost more money on the black market. Mm-hmm. But most people say that Pappy 15 is their favorite.
Okay.
And this one should be a little bit softer. Again, its flavor grain is wheat.
I'm not getting a harsh smell.
Well, this one's also only 107 proof.
Okay,
so to go from 141.2 down to 107,
it smells quite
it's like
nice.
Drinking water after
it
this guy.
It does smell quite nice.
Yeah. And I had to spend almost $10,000 at a liquor store over 2 years to accumulate enough points to buy this bottle.
Quite smooth.
Quite smooth, yes. Right?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, very approachable.
Yeah.
You know.
This is definitely a whiskey and a cigar situation.
Ah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I like whiskey or... You know, most people like a whiskey. I don't smoke a lot of cigars. It's just a little bit on the sweeter side to pair with a cigar. And I think that goes
I would not put this on ice.
Well, there's a lot of controversy about that. And I tell people, drink it the way that you like it. Don't disrespect the whiskey to get attention.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. So if you like your whiskey on ice, then drink it on ice. Okay, but I'm going to recommend that you match the quality of the ice with the drink.
100%.
So let's get you a directionally frozen ice cube that's crystal clear, that doesn't have any fissures in it.
So
you
do
that.
A cube and not like a sphere ball.
They can do spheres too, but a lot of people don't know this, but you know how water expands when it freezes?
Mm-hmm.
That's why ice has all of the white fissures in it.
Right, okay.
Because it freezes from the outside in.
Okay.
And then the inside expands and it breaks the ice that's already frozen.
Ah.
So if you go to a high-end place that serves this type of whiskey, often they have directionally frozen ice, so they freeze it from one side to the other. And they move the water so that it doesn't have those fissures. And they can turn it into balls or they can turn it into cubes. But when they get done, it's perfectly crystal clear. And so if I'm going to put a really high-end whiskey on ice, I want high-end ice to go with it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you with the quality of ice.
Mm-hmm. To be honest, this video would have done much better if every time I gave you a whiskey, you were like, oh my God, this is the worst
God,
thing in the world.
No, no, no.
But I had a feeling that with your experience that you would be able to hang tough with whoever.
I don't pussy out ever.
So, yeah, there you go. There you go. You heard it here first, folks. British women are strong enough to drink 140...
That's right.
1.2?
Yes.
Proof whiskey, even though that's not your drink of choice.
Exactly. It must be the London in me.
Oh, there you go. All right, so overall thoughts. Any closing thoughts since you review American products? By the way, we didn't cover this. American whiskey is... I want you to finish this thing.
Okay.
When people say the phrase, this is as American as, what do you think?
Apple pie.
Apple pie might be American, okay? But it's not nearly as American as bourbon, okay? So American things, there's nothing more American than American whiskey. The first consumer protection law in the United States was about whiskey. Whiskey is very important to American culture. So as somebody who kind of reviews things that represent American culture, any final thoughts on any of this?
I will definitely buy American whiskey. It's not about Scotch or English whiskey or Irish whiskey. I definitely think you're definitely a great big contender in the alcoholic world.
Oh, I appreciate that. That is super good news. All right, well, so we always give away whiskey on this show. So I figured that we would do, because some of these are kind of rare and hard to replace, we're going to do half-ounce sample packs on this one. But we're going to have five winners. We're going to do the Angels of Rye, Hazmat Jack, Jersey Stag, and the Pappy Van Winkle 15-year. And all you have to do to enter to win is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell for notifications, which will notify you of future content, but also of future giveaways, because we do on every episode. And most importantly, you have to go to the YouTube video, find the web form that says free giveaway, fill it out. We'll run a randomizer, post the results publicly for accountability. Reach out to the winner, get your address, and ship your samples absolutely for free. And if you want to support this channel, there are three ways. We have Patreon with all different levels for all different budgets, merchandise at bourbonrealtalk.com, and I am a residential real estate agent in the Houston and Dallas metro areas. So if you need residential real estate services, you can check that out. There's links on the YouTube channel for all three ways to support the channel. If this is your first time tuning into the channel, we would love to tell you a little bit about why we do what we do. And that is mostly about community and connection. It's not just about whiskey and education. And that became a personal mission of mine because I lost a loved one to suicide. And he was missing some of those social connections in his life. And I saw how whiskey is bringing people together. So I thought to myself, maybe if I create a channel like this, I can get people connected to whiskey, and whiskey will do the rest of the job and get people connected to each other. But if you want connection, you do have to have ways for people to interact. And a lot of the forums had these people in them that were like really hateful and caused problems. We call them trolls, whiskey trolls. And so we ended up creating our own forum called Bourbon Real Talk Community. And I believe it's the largest American whiskey focused forum in the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's also troll free. That was a great step forward for the mission and vision. But it was going so well, we ended up starting a nonprofit called LiveStayProject.org, which is a suicide prevention and intervention nonprofit. And all of the administration and fundraising is done inside of the whiskey enthusiast community. And so that's been great and rewarding as well. But we also learned from watching that troll behavior that if they can hate somebody they don't even know online, there's nothing that keeps me from loving someone that I don't even know online. And I end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that I love you.
I love you.
And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh.